Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our good friend Jim Ballard getting back on the show with us, folks. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, coming up on 14 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 14th year as a member of our Brain Trust. His books have amazed and inspired me for years. Mind Like Water. He's the father basically of the whole Whale Dunn series. Little Wave, Old Swell, on and on. So many wonderful works that he's produced. He and his wife Barbara Perman have also wrote a book called No Ordinary Move, and it's about relocating your aging parents. And Jim is here to talk to us about something really important, and that's the end of life. How to deal with the end of life. And it's something that all small business owners are dealing with, especially baby boomers, one way or another. And Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I know that you have a personal, a relationship to our subject this morning, and so I feel very well taken care of as usual.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. And would you mind? Now, I know that Barbara's mother died recently. Would you mind telling us her name, at least her first name?
Amy.
Amy.
Yep.
Well, we're gonna dedicate the rest of the show to the memory of Amy, to celebrate her life.
And, all right.
How old was she? How old was she when she died?
93.
What a great long life! I know that you guys are celebrating that life. One of the things I talk about on the show, Jim, when I talk, we talk about buying or selling businesses, is I remind my audience that we're all going to leave our businesses. One day, we're going to leave feet first or head first, and we're going to go out one way or the other. We're not going to get out of this thing alive. This is the only one we get. And also, I pointed out earlier that every baby boomer friend that I have either has or is dealing with an aging parent, and I'm doing it right now. I took care of my dad 8 years ago at the end of his life. My mother is 88. Almost 89. She's doing great, but I'm her guardian and conservator, and I'm dealing with her the end of her life, and so we're all doing this. And you've got some thoughts on how to do this in a way that you call conscious dying. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So much is made of our coming into the world, Jim, but not so much about leaving it. We have sort of I remember years ago there was a book that came out called The American Way of Death, and it was really about denial, about how our way, contrary to many other traditions and communities, is to not pay any attention. So, about 12 years ago,
do you think Americans are uncomfortable with dying?
Yes, I do. I think it's changing, but I think what we do is we hit the ground running every morning. And we pay attention to the present and the future, but we don't think about someday all of our appointments that are so important to us are going to have to suddenly be canceled. And when we have an aging parent or a friend that we're looking at, they're dying, then it brings us face to face. And I'd like us to look full on at death as one of life's most important experiences, because, like you say, we're all gonna go through it. And I think the best way, and the passing of Amy is an example to me so much that it needs to be conscious, that the family can look at this, that the patient, the dying person, the person actively dying, can be gathered around, and people talk about, ask questions. What's your understanding
is this,
now?
Is this what Amy did? Did she die this way? Did she die consciously?
She did. She did, absolutely. And And this is, I couldn't help but think this is the way that that I want, you know, families to know about that it can be done, that it, that you could, a few, maybe 2 weeks before she passed, which was just last Friday, her two daughters, my wife and her sister, were her caregivers, and they were with us. And Barbara and I had been saying, you know, we really need to bring up the fact that her body's going down and nobody's talking about it, but we know that she's thinking about it, mm-hmm. and we should give her permission to go. You know, that's mm-hmm. one of the great things that you can do, because people who are dying sometimes tend to hang on beyond what's reasonable because of family members. They don't right. want to hurt or embarrass them. But if you're talking about it and you're asking questions, now Barbara's
can I stick something in here, Jim? Folks, mm-hmm. if you haven't thought about this before, if you have family members, if you're not an only child, if you have other siblings and maybe brother, you know, aunts and uncles who may be involved in this process, please anticipate that people are going to disagree about this. I mean, be prepared. There are going to be people who are, what you just said, Jim, about, you know, let's okay, it's the end of life. Let's talk about this. There are going to be people who aren't going to like that. So be prepared
sure.
for that.
Sure. And my purpose, Jim, as you know, I'm glad you said that, because my purpose isn't to shock or embarrass any of
right.
your listeners. It's just to provide an alternative for what goes on so often.
Right.
I've been a hospice volunteer for about 12 years, and when I started out and they trained us, we went around the circle, and the trainer said, why do each of you want to be a hospice volunteer? And everybody had stories about hospice and how it had stepped in with one of their parents or friends. It came to my turn, and I said, I don't have any stories like that. I had a friend who was going to volunteer, and she dropped out, and I said, can I take her place? And it was because I said, I'm okay with death. I'm okay with being around it.
Yeah.
And also, I'm basically a selfish person, and I think if I did some volunteering, it would be good for me.
Jim, of
and
all the people
the
I
years,
know of who are
then,
not who are selfish, you're not one of them. But the thing we're talking about, folks, is trying to find a way to get comfortable with this thing that is so certain. Obviously, we've joked about it for years, death and taxes, right? We joke about it, but it does come, and it's going to come to all of us. And I like this idea of dying consciously, and also find as much a way to have as much dignity at that point as possible. That's a really important word to me, dignity. We're going to talk some more about this with Jim Ballard after these messages. JimBallard.com, by the way, is his website. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.